So this is the remainder of the screener version. So you have suicidal thoughts with method, without specific plan or intent to act. I'm not going to go into too much detail because, again, these are very similar to that baseline measurement suicidal ideation section. Then you have your suicidal intent without specific plan, your suicidal intent with specific plan. And the one difference here is that you have your suicide behavior question all in one item. So all those behaviors are lumped into one item so that we catch these red flags that may be happening middle way in treatment. This will help us monitor ongoing issues with the consumer and helps us to monitor their severity to see if it's changing. Perhaps maybe somebody is not really exhibiting this for some time. Maybe they drop down back to a low intensity. But again, this will help you gauge where that consumer is as we move on with treatment and monitor if they're getting better or not.